Well, Heston, I don't know if you're listening to Dave Van Horn or not, but he said he thinks you're the best left-handed hitter in the draft. Kind of feel about that, and I think we all know you're going to be a high pick. Just kind of what are your thoughts about the draft, but not knowing kind of when it's going to be held and some of the other uncertainty about it?
Can you all hear me? We good?
Yeah, hello? Were you able to?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear.
Okay, I was just making sure. You know, I'm not really worried too much about that. I can't really control when the draft is, when they do it, or whatever, you know, stuff like that. So when it happens, it happens. But I just got to keep doing my thing, working out and hitting. That way, if it happens in June or July, you know, I'll be ready for it, because I'll probably have to go do a few workouts for a few teams here and there. But whenever it happens, you know, it'll be an exciting time for all of us. But until then, we just got to keep doing our thing to stay ready.
And this would be for Heston. Maybe you could answer first, and then for Casey. What are you guys doing to stay ready? Dave Van Horn said there were some guys that might have access to batting cages, and but are you guys both back home in your hometowns, and what are you doing to try to stay sharp or work out or whatever?
Well, I'm back home, and luckily we have like a little weight set in my parents' garage or whatever that I used to use when I was in high school all the time, so I dusted it off and started using that again since all the gyms are closed. And luckily my high school, they just have some outdoor cages, so I go up there with my dad, and he'll throw me a bucket of balls here and there when he has some free time. So just kind of doing things how I was when I was in high school. So it's a little bit kind of fun to be able to do that or get back to your roots a little bit. So,
yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I'm pretty much doing the same thing as Heston. My brother has a gym in his basement, a squat rack, a bunch of weights. So we're kind of, you know, doing what we can with that. And we've been really lucky that not to really miss a beat on the work outside. And, you know, we got cages and a net to hit into. So we're pretty lucky to have all that. I know there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, doing a lot of body weight stuff right in front of a mirror.
For both you guys, do you feel like you're kind of making the best of a tough situation in that regard, in terms of trying to stay sharp and, you know, maintain your strength and things like that? Heston, maybe you could take that first, then Casey.
I'll go first. Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm doing I can right now and still staying motivated with the times. You know, it's a weird time. Nobody's ever had to go through something like this, or nobody really understands what's going on. And, you know, it's just one of those points where, you know, it's going to make a difference for a lot of guys on whether they took care of business when you didn't have access to the best facilities or best whatever, and you just kept your nose down and kept grooving. And you'll see a difference in some of the guys that were kept it going, and then some guys that just kind of tapered off and took an extended break and didn't keep working.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with Tessin on that. You know, it's just kind of do what you can do, or, you know, you're going to lose it. So whatever you got to do to kind of stay with it. Obviously, it's when you get to work out and hit, that's probably the best part of your day, because you come home, can't really do anything else. It's kind of boring. So you take advantage of that time, you enjoy it, and you get to work.
And Casey, are you back in Colorado, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm back home in Centennial, Colorado.
Okay. And what's your brother's name that's got the basement stuff?
Shane.
Yeah, okay. I got a few more questions, but I'll pass the baton on to somebody else.
We'll be back, Bob. Bud, you got a question, Casey?
Yeah, Casey, I was just curious, what are you kind of hearing from scouts, and are you confident you'll be one and go in one of those top five rounds? And is it kind of good to have that safety net now with the eligibility decision that came down yesterday at the NCAA?
Yeah, that decision was awesome, you know, just to, you know, have that in the back pocket, being able to count on that. That was huge for everyone, obviously. Affected the entire, you know, spring sport community and college baseball. But, you know, I haven't really talked to scouts. I'm not too worried about it right now. I'm just, you know, working out, hitting, not looking forward or not looking ahead of anything, just kind of controlling what I can control right now.
All right, that's all I got. Thanks.
Tom?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to ask both you guys, just reflecting back on your career. Well, first of all, the impact on knowing that this season was over, given where you were, and then maybe if you could reflect on your careers a little bit. Casey, if I could start with you, please.
Yeah, when that decision came, I think everyone kind of took it different. I was hopeful, you know, throughout the entire thing. Everything got canceled, and, you know, CWS gets canceled, March Madness, everything like that. So I still stayed hopeful that maybe we'd come back and we'd get some more games. And even after, I think me and some other guys kind of held on. But, you know, it was tough. It was tough because this is a scary thing. And, you know, it's something no one else goes through or no one's ever gone through before. And you got to take it on the chin and move on. It's tough because obviously it's some of the best times of your life. Playing in college, you know, with your best friends, guys you've spent past 3 years with and working out with and living with. But, you know, I've enjoyed every moment of it since my freshman year to that last game. But, you know, I talk a lot about it. It's probably the best 3 years. I mean, I'll tell my kids about it. I never expected to be an Arkansas baseball player, but I'll never forget my time there.
Yeah, no, basically what Casey said, totally agree with him on all that. You know, it's the greatest experience I could have had as a baseball player, you know, with the staff and the fans and everything. That was awesome to be able to have support and access to everything we did while we were there. And, you know, getting the news the way we did, it was kind of tough. And, you know, I was a little shocked or, you know, just from the whole thing, because our coaches, when they broke us the news that it was postponed, we didn't even know it was canceled. So, like, when all of us got out of there and went home, we were all trying to be hopeful, thinking maybe we would get it together maybe late in the season and maybe do a short season or something like that. But then once you get the news that the whole season is just wiped, and that's the way it is, you know, it's just kind of weird and hard to wrap your mind around, because that's just one thing you never would have thought would happen going into a season, and that's just weird.
Okay, and following up on that with you, Heston, you had a chance in the midst of a strong season and could have been a 20-homer. I know you probably didn't look down the line for that, but hitting 400, hitting 20 home runs, all the RBIs you could have had, I don't know. How much does that is that disheartening that you were in the midst of having a huge season?
You know, there'll always be a question mark, you know, next to the 2020 season, obviously, on what I could have done or what I thought I was capable of. You know, it'll always be just a big question mark for me and everybody else. And it's probably something I'll always think about. How would have the season really ended? Or also the huge question mark is, were we going to make a three-peat back to Omaha with all the guys? Like, that's another big question mark. And, you know, I feel like that's the season for everyone in college baseball. It's just 2020 with a huge question mark next to it, and we'll never know, and it'll just be something we always probably think about and wonder.
All right, thank you. Drew?
Hey, you guys. Drew here, Pixel Nation. Hope you're doing well. Casey, quick question for you. You know, you hit over 300 this season. I was just curious, what was the best advice you got from Nate Thompson as you improved from sophomore to junior season?
I was just sticking with the process was the biggest thing. You know, I knew that was going to come along. I don't get a lot of ABs freshman year, so
Yeah, I just took every in the fall, and just played it like it was a game, just to get better and keep improving. And that was just the biggest thing, is just keep working. It's gonna come.
And really, for both of you guys, just my last question: what are you gonna miss the most about this team, and how you're able to come together at a 4-game winning streak right before everything was halted? That's when it's going to start.
You know, there's a lot I'll miss, but mostly I think it's the camaraderie of the group. I felt like the whole team as a whole was just all around a huge group of friends, and we'd all been around each other for so long because, like, my class, we've been there for 3 years, and, you know, you build a different type of bond when you're around a lot of guys like that. But the freshmen fit really well into the whole group and all, so just the team chemistry and the way we hung around each other and all that stuff you'll always miss, because it's always fun to have a group of guys around you that support you and you support them, and everyone has each other's back.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, you miss the guys. That's the one thing you remember this season, and that's one thing I remember the past 3 years, is just the people I've met, you know, the friends I've gained, you know, coaches I've been with the past 3 years, and just the relationships I've built. So it's tough to say goodbye to that, but you also appreciate every second that it happens.
Thanks, guys.
Matt?
Because the extra year of eligibility may not affect you because of the draft, but you've been with a lot of players who could have potentially been drafted this year that, you know, now may not be with the draft being shortened to 5 rounds. Have you talked to some of your classmates about how they feel about this extra year of eligibility? And then from a personal standpoint, how good do you guys feel that they're going to be able to maintain that leverage for the draft the next year?
I've talked with a few of the guys on the team here and there about it, or even leading up to it, what guys thought. I think we're all pretty much on the same page, and everybody wanted the extra year because, you know, you come to college hoping you get, you know, 4 years eligibility or 3 or whatever, and I think it's beneficial to everyone, so that way everybody gets 4 seasons or however long they want to leave their mark on a university. And, you know, I think it'll be good for some guys to be able to come back and do junior year again. And, you know, I don't know how it'll end up, if it'll hurt guys' leverage or help them or whatever, but I guess time will tell. Yeah, 100%. You know, the saddest part of this is the high school seniors. Me, some guys that'll never play baseball again, and this is the last season. You know, I know somebody that didn't make the team, their high school team, for 3 years. Finally made it their senior year, and the season's over. You know, it's just devastating when you think about that. So obviously, it's unreal for the college guys to get that year back, and I'm sure everyone's happy about that. But you know, it's still sad for those high school seniors that may never get to play a sport again.
Casey, for you, you know, your freshman year, you got to sit back and learn from Grant during that run to the World Series. Is there a part of you that feels bad that the freshman catchers, you know, this year aren't going to get to, you know, experience another 3 months of potentially of playing time and that learning experience that you were able to get from the one that you worked under your freshman year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel bad for everyone that doesn't get to experience these next 3 months and, you know, where this team could have gone. But, you know, I put a lot of work in those guys in the fall and even early this spring to kind of get them ready for the next step. Obviously, another 3 months would have been good, but, you know, I was playing third. I was hitting in the fall, so I could, you know, one of my main jobs is to really focus on the future of the program and the guys coming up behind, after me. So those guys are ready. They'll be ready to go at this next step. You know, they can always text me if they have questions, depending on what the future holds, and, you know, I'll always be in their corner.
And then you guys were talking about how you found out that the season had been suspended, that day after the Grand Canyon game, I was reading where the LSU players were actually on the bus when they got pulled off the bus and taken back in, and were told, you guys would have been traveling to Starkville that day. Had you packed up, or were you ready to go? Or can you kind of take us through how that news was given to you?
Oh, yeah, I was already packed, everything, baseball bag. We're supposed to take a flight out at, I think it was 2. So I was in class, and a few of the people I'd classed with, whatever, were wondering, like, what the thing was for this weekend. And before my class started, it was, no fans were allowed in the game. So that was really weird to, like, know that. But then I class went on, like, get done with class, and I checked my phone, and I had, like, messages and, like, all the stuff or whatever. And, like, we had a message from our ops guy, and he said, no travel today. Today's a day off. Team meeting tomorrow. So, like, that's all we got, like, whatever. And then we had all the stuff on the internet that says, like, season postponed until March or April, whenever. So, like, we didn't know what was going on. And then the next day, we go in the locker room, and then coach tells us, like, we're, like, done until maybe mid-April or whatever, whenever the SEC decides to open it back up. If they do, and they didn't even really know much, and it was just kind of really weird for everyone that was involved, because it's uncharted territory, and also nobody knew what was going on or what was going to happen in the future. So it was just a huge time of uncertainty for everyone. Yeah, the season got postponed to the 30th, and I came up there after class. I was all packed up, ready to go. I just had to get a couple of things out of my locker and work out. You know, when I got to the locker room, I heard some murmurs that, you know, something might happen. We might not make the trip. And, you know, it just kind of shocked me. You know, and then I went to work out, didn't hear anything, and I got back to the locker room again. And that's when I heard we were postponed to the 30th. And it was just kind of a shocking moment. Obviously, nobody expects that. So when we got that news, it was kind of take a step back. And, you know, I went back home, kind of unpacked, and that's when all the news came, and that day or the next day, you know, March Madness, and it was the College World Series, and it was like, whoa, 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 you don't really have time to grasp the situation. But it was something I'll never forget. I'll never forget that day. For as long as I live, it was one of the weirdest days of my life.
And then finally for you guys, you mentioned how you're working out in your downtime. How are you spending it? And maybe, Heston, for you, I've read your parents have a small business. Are you helping out with that at all?
Yeah. You know, my parents are keeping me busy. They're kind of – they put me back to work. So, you know, I can only work out and hit for a few hours a day. So, and then I'm still doing my online classes. But I'm helping them out with – some miscellaneous stuff, whether it's help them out with our warehouse or running some errands for them, or I do all the landscaping and stuff and mowing around the house. And they don't have me working in the store right now, but if we get short on workers, I may be up there in the drive-thru or something working a little bit here and there, so who knows.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat. Work out a couple hours a day, hit, and then, you know, just come back here. I'm helping around with the house, doing chores, little things just to keep my mind occupied. But Colorado's a little weird. Yesterday it snowed, and then today I think I'm going to lay out and get a suntan. So, you know, just kind of take what the day gives me.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Hey. Yeah, Casey, as far as, I know it's only 16 games, but how much do you feel your improved hitting is going to help you as far as the draft stock? And when did you start switch hitting?
I started switch hitting when I was probably 8. It was really young. I was naturally right-handed. And then, you know, my dad and brothers kind of said, hey, you got to switch hits. Let's get him started on it. But, yeah, you know, like the draft, it's, you know, I'm not too worried about it right now. I'm working on improving that swing and improving everything, because I'm not perfect at it.
there's a lot of things I can improve on, and that's just that's the main focus right now.
What do you feel you did improve on to get your average up over last year? Or was a lot of it just because you're fresh at the start of the year compared to catchers wearing down late?
Yeah, we made a lot of adjustments in our swing. You know, timing, being more aggressive with my approach. There was a lot of little things that we improved on, and that was the main focus of the fall leading into the season. So I felt good. I felt good where I was at. I was still working. We were getting hot. We were getting going. So it's nuts that we're back home now.
And finally, I guess you can ask this before, but is it knowing that there's an extra year and where you're kind of one where some scouts are going to be hot and some cold on you, I mean, do you feel as a shot you could come back if you don't get what you want offered?
We have the possibility now. We haven't even talked about it. Me and my family, when the time gets closer, and just to have that to where that is an option, that's unbelievable. But, we're taking it day by day. We're just worried about improving, worried on working out. And then when that time gets closer and a decision needs to be made, that's when we'll get together and get it figured out.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Bob, did you have a few more?
Yeah, I had a couple more. Casey, I thought Heston gave a pretty thoughtful answer on the what if, because you guys were going for a three-peat in Omaha. I know you guys had a bit of a rough patch with the losing streak, but then you seemed to draw out of that. How do you think you guys were playing and kind of bounced back from the losing streak? And, and the what ifs, what are your thoughts on that?
It's something we're always going to think. Heston hit the nail on the head there. 2020 is going to have huge what ifs and a question mark with it. But I think we were, right there in line to compete with anybody and to play in Omaha again. So that's the toughest part for us, is we know we were able to get there and we could have done something special. But, we were going. We were going really good at the beginning of the season, and then we hit a bump in Houston, and that's what teams do early on in the season. They're not their best. They lose games. They got to figure out why they're losing them and make adjustments. So, we kind of felt like we were right in line and we were taking the right steps. So everything was working towards the end of the season. So it was tough that it got cut short.
Were you guys feeling pretty good going to Starkville? Obviously you're playing a great team, a tough environment, but did you feel pretty good about how you guys were playing, preparing for that series?
Yeah, absolutely. We like playing Mississippi State, We like playing in those tough environments. We were excited to go down there. A lot of these guys, get to see what the SEC is all about, and especially that's the first time being in there. And you're at Duty Noble, and it's an unreal environment. So, obviously, we were all sad that we weren't able to get to go and compete, but that's just something that happened, and we got to come with it.
And Heston, I don't know this, but what business is your folks? What's their business?
It's called Water Spill. It's a little hard, to get a grasp on if you've never been there, because it's kind of not like a normal retail store. So they do water, ice, and tea is the main things there, and the main thing is distilled water. So it's like smart water, pretty much, and they bottle it, package. You can bring in 5-gallon jugs, refill them there, and get tea too. The tea's unreal. I always brought it up to a few of the guys here and there, and they always wanted my parents to bring them some when they'd come up. They'd always be asking me for some or whatever. So they've been busy with that. So I just help out when I can.
And then for both you guys, I saw the Casey Martin music video, I guess you caught it on Twitter, where he's singing and playing the guitar. I assume you guys saw that. Just kind of wondering what you think about, I guess, Casey's musical ability, and does he, ever sing or play the guitar on road trips or the clubhouse or anything like that?
Go ahead, Heston.
We already knew because Opitz and I roomed with Casey our freshman year. So in our dorm room, he'd play every once in a while, maybe literally maybe once or twice a week. He'd play his guitar or whatever when we'd be in there. But besides that, I don't even think majority of the team even knew he played the guitar or sang, honestly. He never did it clubhouse or road trips or anything. He just kind of kept that kind of to himself, or maybe when there was just a few of us in the dorm room, he'd do that. But, you know, he has more music ability than probably anyone on the team, because I don't know many guys that can play an instrument or even sing well, so.
Yeah, Heston heard it a little bit our freshman year in the dorm, but then I lived with him in a house last year, and I think that was 90% of his time at home was freaking wailing on that guitar and singing at the top of his lungs in his room. But he's got that old low note soul, man. You can hear it when he sings. It's good to hear that he finally came out of his shell and showed the world his true talent.
Did you get that video? Was pretty good. You think he's got some real talent, like after baseball, he could, go honky tonking or something?
Yeah. Well, I think he's got it in there. I don't know if that was his best video. I definitely heard him sing better. Maybe he was a little nervous, but he's got it in there.
Casey, were you okay with him playing all the time, or did you tell him, hey, man, that's enough, or you, it was kind of a nice, to have some music?
Yeah, sometimes he'd come out and play it for me, but sometimes he was just locked in his room going at it, so it was fun. It was all fun there. There was no worries. I didn't mind it at all. I liked when he played. It was good. It was good to see. It was fun.
You never thought about trying to hide his guitar?
No, never thought about that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Hey, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your time for this.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
Any more questions for Casey or Heston?
Yeah.
One. Pete? Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Heston, most projections have you as a first round pick. Is that kind of the feedback you've been getting as well?
I mean, right now there's not too many. I guess you're not allowed to talk to scouts and stuff, but I guess from the few people I've talked to that know baseball well or whatever, that's what they're saying, and that's what I've worked for, and I guess we'll know in a few months whether it's going to be where everybody's talking or not, and I'm just kind of hanging out and just trying to keep getting better, and that'll take care of itself. I can't make up a team's mind, or they're the ones making the decisions, so I'll just try to control what I can control, and then everything will line out the way you want it to eventually. So
yeah, and it was you were, I think, mid-30s when you drafted out of high school. I mean, how cool is it that you spent 3 years in Arkansas and then there's talk that you're gonna be a first rounder?
Oh, no, without a doubt. I always wanted to go to college, and that's what I told everyone. And, I really would encourage a lot of high school athletes, unless things work out in the right way, to go to college and get that 3 years of experience, because it's really growing me up as a person. And also the amount of progress I've made over the past 3 years as a baseball player, really, really helped me come along. So that was huge for me, being able to develop in college, and everything that I got to experience there has been great for me. And then also I'm really close to finishing my degree, so I'll try to finish that up hopefully eventually, but that way I can get that college degree and say I finished it and college graduate, and that'll be kind of exciting too to have that done.
All right, thanks.
All right, last call for questions for Casey or Heston. Just real quick for Casey, where do you stand in pursuit of your degree, please?
Yeah, I'm getting my degree no matter what, depending on, I'll finish classes online if I have to, or go back next fall if that's something that's available. But I'm going to get that degree. I'm planning on finishing in the next year.
This bye for both guys. How challenging is taking online courses and being at home? I think there'd be a lot of, if it was me and I was your all's age, I probably would get distracted pretty easily. What's it like working online classes?
I don't mind it. You know, I kind of, this generation is used to being tech savvy, so we know the ins and outs of it. So I don't mind it at all. I'm sure there's some classes that are a lot harder online than there would be if there's a teacher, you know, explaining everything step by step. But for me, it's going all right.
Yes, and how about what like for you?
They're not that bad. I kind of like them a little bit because they're a little bit more self-paced, and honestly, I feel like they're a little bit easier to maneuver because you don't get stuck with the, you don't have to obligate your Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or whatever to show up to a class. You can do it whenever works for you, and also if a subject you just don't understand it, you can spend some more time and do it, but there's sometimes you go to do your work for the week and you have a really good grasp on what you're supposed to be like writing a paper about for that week, whatever class you're in, and you know, it's just super short and easy because you don't have to go through all this stuff and teach yourself because maybe you already understand most of the material.
Thanks, guys.
All right, any more?
Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm sorry. Guys, real quick blurb each of you. What you saw from Christian Franklin, his progress this year, please.
Christian, you know, I think he was honestly a totally different player, which freshman year he was already a great player, but this year I feel like he just looked way more mature out there with his at-bat, and his defense was unreal, which he's always had great defense. And, you know, just him as a hitter, he was probably one of the best sophomores in the country, honestly, from what I saw from other sophomores, too. So that was impressive for him, and definitely happy for him because he worked hard and he definitely earned every bit of it.
Absolutely. Definitely one of the hardest workers that we got, and it was great to see him have that success. And, you know, it's tough when you lose a guy like Fletcher last year that tracks down every ball, puts together great IDs. And, you know, for Franklin to step in and do what he did and do what he was doing, it was great to have on the team, and it was awesome to be a part of.